Well, once again, the Grove Summer Musical Theatre are in action, and it's a show that you won't have seen before, but it's worth seeing by the sound of it. We're going to find out about it now. I have two of the leads. The show's called The Likes of Us, and it's really the story of Dr. Bernardo, and playing Dr. Bernardo is Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
Hiya.
This was written by Rice and Lloyd Webber, so, I mean, we've got a pretty good pedigree before we start, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was their first ever musical, so it's going to be definitely a good show to see. Yeah.
Is this the actual story of the early Bernardo's, in other words, when he started the charity?
Yeah, it's the story of what inspired him to start up the charity, the startings of the charity, what house he bought to start up, and the orphans he took in, how he found the orphans, etc.
Where do we end up then? Do we end up with a hugely successful charity?
Well, by the end of the musical, he's settled in, and like he's managed to get the charity up and going. He's married his love interest, and but it hasn't fully kicked off to the extent it is today.
And speaking of the love interest, Natalie's here. Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
We said that this was their first musical they ever wrote. Do you hear strains of anything that we know coming through?
Yeah, there are bits of all sorts of musicals they've written since The Likes of Us. Bits of The Phantom of the Opera, Evita sometimes. Also, bits of The Sound of Music, even though it wasn't written by them. Not necessarily the sounds, but the way the musical is. Siri sings a song with the children, and it kind of reminds us of My Favourite Things.
This is a great idea for a musical, and I'm really shocked that it hasn't been put on in the West End for years and years and years, but there's a chance that it may be. Has it been an exciting time for you? Because for young people, usually you're asked to join the chorus of, I don't know, Oklahoma or something, but this is a brand new musical that people haven't seen.
Yeah, not many people have heard of this one. It's been really exciting for me. This is the first big show that I've done in a West End size stage, and it's probably one of the biggest places that this show has been put on. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah. Are either of you intending to go into the business after this, full-time?
Yes, I'm hoping to go on to drama school, perhaps get in the business after that.
Well, when you apply to drama school, having done this will help no end, I tell you.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Daniel, this is a great idea, not just for the cast. I mean, obviously a lot of your cast have never appeared on a stage this big before. Probably the principals have, but it's good for everybody, really.
Oh yeah, it's a great experience for them, because even for people that don't want to go into the business, it's a great confidence builder for them, and it also introduces them to the world of musical theatre, and it's a really good experience.
Yeah, and I think it's good for the theatre, because hopefully all the mums and dads will be along to see it, and the aunties and uncles, and everybody who's interested, and some of those, grown up though they may be, might never have been in a theatre before.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my parents, for instance, they don't come from a musical theatre background, and you get a lot of people from the community and even further out than that coming to see it, and it's really great for them to come and see it and, like I say, discover what musical theatre is.
Natalie, have you got a favourite song in the show?
I think my favourite song in the show is You Can Never Make It Alone. It's a very good one with Siri and the kids teaching the orphans.
And directing this unruly mob is Janet Devenish. Hello, Janet.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and they're not an unruly mob at all, really, are they?
No, they're really not, actually. Yeah. They're doing really well. You've got to consider that some of the children perhaps haven't been in a theatre on the stage side of things, or may have seen things, but they're doing really well. It does have to be disciplined for us to get the work done in the amount of time that we have, but they're responding very well, and they're great fun with lots of energy, so it's going really well.
The discipline's good, especially for any of them that fancy going into the business, because when they get into the business, rehearsals are usually fairly disciplined, aren't they?
Oh yes, absolutely. And even for the children that don't necessarily want to do this as a living, I think it's a wonderful experience in terms of teamwork and working together to produce something at the end at high speed that they can all be very proud of. So it's a balance for me. Some of the children, I know this isn't their greatest passion in life, and some of the cast it absolutely is. So I like to try and give a little bit of time to the ones who really are interested and want to know X, Y, and Z, and also give a great time to the children that are here to have a great time. So it's a bit of a balance, but it always works out.
Now, we're going to do a little clip. Could you lead us into this?
Yes, certainly. We're going to do a number called You Can Never Make It Alone. And this is when Siri, who ends up marrying Thomas Bernardo, and they've both taken up their first children's home together, and she's the deputy there, and she's teaching them a little moral tale via using actually a lot of very well-known nursery rhymes. So it's a very sweet piece. It includes the orphans, who have now been taken on board into the first children's home, and Siri, who's being their mentor.
Just how sad you can be if you stay by yourself all alone. All the things that you do are done better by two. You can never make it alone.